except when it rains. So as soon as rain comes, which looks like it might be tomorrow, I'm going to run back over there with the same equipment and see if, in fact, the noise has disappeared. And if it has, I think we've got it. So we'll give that a go. But thanks for the offer, and if something comes up, we'll be in touch. K2BAR, WI2W. Yeah, the Electromagnetic Compatibility Committee, EMC Committee, where the C is not redundant, unlike ATM machine, anyway, is a pretty active group, and Mike is a really super staff advisor for it. I gotta tell you, as you said, he's a wealth of knowledge and just a real good guy. In fact, a couple of years ago when I actually did a lecture and some lab work for some students at AT&T was trying to mentor, high school students trying to mentor them into engineering and things like that. I asked if we could come to the league and do stuff in the lab and build J-poles and stuff like that, and just to show the kids that, that they could build an antenna that would be better than the stock antenna for a rubber duck. And, and so we built really nice J-poles out of copper. And other than the use of the torch in the lab, the kids got to do everything themselves. They did not want the torch in the hands of the kids because of liability issues, but they got to do the measuring, the cutting, and the testing, and all the placement stuff. It was great, and Mike was a huge help, and my wife and I took Mike out to lunch on another day after that was all done. I think it was early supper, actually. But he's just a really super guy, knows his stuff, and he's a fine protege of the ever-popular W1 RFI at Air. He really is. That whole lab is, that lab team is very, very sharp. Including Bob and a couple other guys up there. Back to that. Anybody else?
Can you mention my name when you speak to him, please?
Well, I've got some preparatory calls to make with him. We have a preparatory call for Monday tomorrow, so I will be most certainly willing to do that. And get out there early and often before the rain comes, if you can, and make one more shot at it. If you want to borrow a THF-6, I have one here that I can lend you. I can have it in your hands by, certainly before 9 or after 11, whatever your pleasure tomorrow. I got calls at 9 and 10, but other than that, you're welcome to borrow a THF-6 if you want.
Yeah, Gordon, my VX5R does the same thing with sideband and AM, so that would be redundant. Thanks for the offer, though.
I think you're just sideband. Okay. Very good. Very good. Thanks. No problem. But very good. Anything else?
No, the 851A only does sideband and CW and FM, the transceiver. But the VX5R is a little Yaesu HT that's got sideband and AM in it.
Ah, okay. Yes, I had a VX7. I think it did sideband. So it just did AM and FM. But anyway, or maybe it was AM and, or FM and sideband. I don't remember. Anyway. All right. Anything else on this?
Clear. K2AMI listening.
Very good. Thank you, Tony. Any more from you, Steve?
No, I think we beat it to death. Hopefully more next week.
Well, that's pretty exciting. Boy, we really had a really bang-up net tonight so far. All right. Are there any other stations you'd like to check in, make comments, et cetera, et cetera? All righty. That's very fine. I'm going to then wrap up the net and thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Group for the use of their very fine repeater, and thank all of you for your active participation tonight. Hector, I look forward to your phone call. And it turns out I did not have your number in my phone. I thought I did, which makes me a bit cranky. What the hell did I do with it? Yeah, probably was in the phone that destroyed itself. Anyway, My phone is now all fully backed up. Thank you very much. Anyway, I want to thank the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of the repeater, and all of you guys for your great participation tonight. It was really exciting. And we'll chat with you again soon. Maybe we'll see some of you guys in upcoming events, and certainly at the Barra meeting next week, which is not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. So, with no further ado, this is K2BAR, W2TTT, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use. 7-3, and have a good day, everybody. W2NPR, W2TTT.
W2TTT, W2NPR.
You got my phony number?
As a matter of fact, I do. I'll give you a ring shortly.
Okay, yeah, it's the one ending in 6964, right?
Yep, that's the one I have.
Send it. All right, take your time. W2TTT, I'll be here for quite a while.
Roger, W2NPR.
N2JDH, are you listening?
WI2WK2AMI, are you still on frequency?
I am here.
I've constantly tried to send that sound bite through my email service, and it will not let me send the sound bite. It leaves me with a message that it's a prohibited type file, and the message contains an attachment whose type is considered dangerous, and the file has been deactivated. Get help.
Remind me again why I use Microsoft products?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. I'll have to think on that one. I suppose I can use my Optimum account. It's probably something with that Microsoft email client you're using. But you can send it through your Optimum account if you know how to do that.
Sending it as Optimum email, and they won't let it go.
Well, it's a WAV file. I mean, I don't know. I'll think on it. I'll call you in the morning.
Thank you very much. I'm just going to try it. I have a another email service here. What do I call it? I have Gmail. Do you think it might go through Gmail?
Yeah, give that a shot. Are you sending that up to Mike?
I'm trying to send it back to me to see if I can, before I can clean it up, then I'll forward it to Mike.
All right. We might want to recapture that in AM mode tomorrow, although it might rain tomorrow, so we'll be, I'll give you a ring in the morning. We'll figure it out.
Preferably after 9 o'clock, huh? Even after 9:30.
No problem.
Good
morning, KQAMI WI2W.
73.